Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. And I really enjoyed the time spent with your pastor at Gold Star. Yeah, we had a good time. But our burgers and fries, they all got cold. We talked and talked, but I really had a good time. Pastor, thank you so much for taking your time off and being able to meet with me. I was a little bit nervous, but when I met you that day, I'm glad I found a friend. Amen. And I appreciate for that. And it's a great opportunity to be here. You may ask me why I am here today. If I would write a book, only one name I would write. That's Jesus Christ. He's a Savior. I was born and raised in out of a town. And a lifestyle I grew up, if you wanna know how to catch a chicken, I can show you how to do it. If you wanna trap a pig, a wild pig, I'll show you how to do it. Because that was my lifestyle. We were 10 of us in the family. My mom and dad, and they never went to school. Don't know how to read, don't know how to speak English. But we had a huge farming land. That's where my life was. I was born and raised in a farm. And when I look at my life, this is not who I am standing here. This is not who I am. My clan that it holds like five, made up of five. And my grandfather was a chief. And you would not want to mess around with me. And if you did, you got 2 weeks to get it right. If you don't, you're dead. That was the culture that I was born and raised with. I was going to be the next chief in my own clan. This book was not in my home. Prayer was not in my home. God was not mentioned in my home. But aren't you glad? Yeah. You can come with your mom and dad to your church. Amen. And you can sing and rejoice and praise God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad there's a mother who prays for you? Aren't you glad there's a dad who prays for you, loves you, show you the love of Christ? But when I grow up, when I was raised, I don't know what love is. A true love from God. I didn't know what that was. But you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I'm so thankful that we serve a living God who loves us, who sent Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us. And Jesus Christ, he was God. He was a creator. And he was a savior. He was a master. He was the one who made us. But can you see that out of all his glory, all his beauty, he left it behind and he came down to the dust of this ground. He didn't come as a king. He didn't come as a governor or president. He came, Bible describes him as like a lamb. But he came willingly. Sometimes I look at myself, I think I am something. But my friend, when I look at myself, I am nothing. I am nothing. But what makes me somebody is because of the man, my God. His name is Jesus Christ. When he died on the cross, that was where my life was changed because of him. Let me finish up how I became to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I was not want to be a Christian. I was not want to be a preacher. That was not what I was looking for. But two things that my family wanted. They want education, and they want my culture. But I was born, I was already introduced to my culture. It is satanic. And it's nothing but a devilish. It was nothing good. It was pride, anger, bitterness. You don't have love for your neighbors. All you want is you want to be a leader. And all you want is people respect you. But there was no love in that. But they wanted an education. Apart from all the Christian, all the schools that we have in my hometown, they chose this school. Started by an American missionary, named by John Gray. I don't know why they put me in a school. So they brought me to this school and said, we found a school for you. But I feel sorry if they made a wrong mistake. Yeah. Big mistake. Big time. But it was a Christian school. ACE. Started by a missionary. So they put me in this Christian school. Missionary said, there are rules to stay in this school. And I said, what are the rules? He said, You have to have a church. I said, I don't have a church. He said, this will be your church here. He was an independent Baptist, fundamental Baptist missionary, preacher. He said, you have to come for Sunday school, main service, evening service, Wednesday prayer meeting, Saturday, go out, visitation, and come back, clean up at the church. I was like, man, that's a lot of work to do. But he said, yeah. If you want to stay in my school, I did went to the school. I did all the things that I can do, but I was not interested in being a Christian. But you know what? Every time when he preached, he gave an invitation, and he presented the gospel that Jesus Christ shed his blood. He died, took your place, died for your sin on the cross. You cannot be saved unless you put your faith and believe and trust in him, on him alone. God will save you, forgive you of your sins, and he will rescue you, save you from hell. I heard that message for 3 years. Every time I heard it, I was out of place. I didn't like it. I sat in the same pew, on the third pew. That was the same place I sat all the time. But when the last amen, I was the first man bust open the door of God. And I come back again the next Sunday. I was restless. But the Spirit of God got me convicted, working in my heart. But one thing I've learned, and if God is trying to do something in you, my friend, you got to listen to God and let God work through you. But if you don't listen to God, you're going to have a lot of trouble. 3 years. After 3 years, God dealt with me one Sunday. My missionary preached and said, behind you is a door. Before you walk out the door, know that you are safe. You walk out the door, something happens, you'll die. If you die without Jesus, you will go straight to hell. You open your eyes in hell, see the flames of fire in hell, and you regret. And God got a hold of me. I could feel God was looking down and say, you're the person. You need to get right with me. You need to get right. You need to be saved. I could not get up and walk out. I was broken. I was so ashamed, so guilty, because I was playing a game. I was being a fool. But God was gracious enough. Everybody left. I was the only one in the church. Missionary came over and said, do you need anything or do you need help? I look up at him and said, I want to be saved. I want to make things right with God. I want to put my faith and trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He said, it's between you and God. On that pew, I bowed my head and said, God, I am sorry. 3 years, I'm not right with you. I lie. I play a fool game, pretending like I am a Christian. But God, I see myself out. Anything can happen. I will die, and I will step right to hell. But God, I don't want that. I want to put my faith and believe that Jesus Christ died and shed his blood on the cross, and he was buried and rose again. He's my God. He's my Savior. God, I believe in him. He saved me and forgive me of my sins. I got saved that day, walk out. I was different.
Amen.
But every time when I give this testimony, something troubles in my heart. 2004, I started school, and that I was struggling with God. My father died. I mean, this is the one that raised me in the farm, the one that carried me in his arm, the one that walked with me, the one that teach me how to farm my land, the one that showed me how to fish, the one who showed me how to hunt. He died. But where is he today? He's in hell. There is nothing I can do to rescue him. I will miss him forever and for eternity and eternity. I could not carry this Bible, walk down to hell and save him. No, I will miss him. I could have the memories. Every time when I preach, it breaks my heart. I wish somebody could have came a long time and showed me who the real God is. And I could have saved my father, but he's in hell today. There is nothing I can do. I have 7 sisters. Don't like me because of the choice I made. But I got the message. I need to go tell them that Jesus is the only hope. He's the only one can save. Because he proved he was God. I got saved. I got so burdened about my mother. She doesn't speak English. And she doesn't know how to write. Doesn't know how to read. But he would come to the mission property and visit me after 2 months. I was so burdened about her. And she came one time. I sat her down in the shelter, opened the Bible and showed her the scriptures. It sounds like crazy. Then I got to the point, I said, Mom, this is truth. And I'm the last in the family. I said, Mother, I know you care about it. I know you love me. But after death, you won't see me. But if you want to see me, there is only one person you can trust and believe in. And his name is Jesus Christ. He died for you and died for your sins. Only he can save you. And I know I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. But Mother, if you want to come spend everlasting life in heaven with me, you need to come through Jesus Christ. I shared, went over and over. Then I began to see tears coming out from my mother's eyes. And I said, Mother, do you want to trust in Jesus? She said, yes. That was the first joy in my life, seeing my mother come to the Lord. Hey, she is my mother. And I want to see her in heaven too. I got nephews and nieces. They don't know what is truth. They don't know what is the gospel. They don't know the message of Jesus Christ. They are all wrapped up. But I got to go. I got to go. If no one goes, they will be like a woods burning in hell. But that's the message that Jesus Christ came for me. I am here today because of the man who was born in Dayton, Ohio. Left this country, crossed thousands and thousands of miles, came to a little town called Carama. He built a small church and started a Christian school. And from there, I came for education. And I met God. Amen. Because he showed me who the real God is. That's my life story. That's what God did for me.
That's the Lord.
And I'm so thankful, like churches, pastors, preachers who preach the gospel and who have a desire to take it to some other people that don't have like you have. Aren't you glad that you were born in the United States?
Yes. Amen.
I'll pay your ticket and you go and see where I live, where I was born and raised. When you come back, you'll be so thankful and grateful to what God has given you.
Amen.
My friend, God is good. I want to be short. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. The Bible says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." My first point is how Christ died for my sins. How Christ died for my sins. My mind could not comprehend. My mind could not figure out how God died for me. My mind could not figure out the pain and suffering that He died to save me. My friend, in the Old Testament, it was a lamb who died for the sins.
Right.
But in the New Testament, it was not a lamb. It was a God who died for my sins. My friend, I serve a God that who died for me. And He proved He was God, and He rose again, that I take pride in serving Him. It was Christ died for my sins. All my sins,
right.
He died,
right.
And He paid for. Pastor mentioned about Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. But God loved us so much, so much, and sent Jesus Christ, leave heaven behind, come down on this earth, and He died for our sins. I was not there when Jesus died, but there were people who were there, and so Jesus died. But when He died, it was awful suffering. It was awful pain. Nobody could ever go through the pain, that the suffering He died. My friend, we are Christians today. We have so many excuses in serving God, in doing things for God. Even a little headache can stop you from serving God. Even a little pain can hold you back from coming to church, doing what God. Even a little things, we Christians, we are wrapped up with so many excuses. But when Jesus died on the cross, there was no excuses in Him.
Right.
He died for my sins.
Amen.
My friend, He died for your sins. If you're the only person, He died for you.
Amen.
Count up all the mistakes you've done. You don't have to tell me because I don't want to know. But when He died on the cross, He paid all. He is that kind of God that I serve. Because I serve Him because He died for me. I go for Him because He died for me. I live for Him because He died for Him. I send for Him because He died for me. My friend, aren't you glad God gave us all the opportunities? I was sitting down and listening to the song. Oh, how good. How precious the music, the sound came to my ears. It lifted my soul. It blessed my heart to see how good God is. He deserved the praise. He deserved the worship because He died for my sins. Consider how Christ was buried for our sins. On the cross, they nailed Him. And they lifted Him and stood Him up on the cross. and showed the whole world that was our king. And they said it was over. It was done. They said we killed him. It was over. But they didn't know he was God and he's going to live again. Yeah. After when he died, Bible says he died.
Yes, he did.
He really died.
Yes, sir.
They took him down, wrapped the body, put it in the tomb. In the tomb, they said, we must put a stone, cover it up, and seal it up because he's going to come again. Oh, they're going to go in and steal his body.
Yep.
But the thing they didn't know about him was they put a God in there. And if he was a God in there, nothing could stop him.
Amen.
But Bible says after 3 days,
yes,
he walked out.
Amen.
He walked out.
Amen.
That is the God that I serve.
Amen.
He is that God. He's still the same. He's the God that I serve him. He walked out. Oh, if he could have never rose from the dead, my Christian life would be in vain. But he rose from the dead. My Christian life, my worship is alive. Don't you say that Christian worshiping God is dead. No. We Christians, we worship God who is alive, who is powerful.
Amen.
Because there is that God. Sometimes I feel sorry. Those who claim Buddha has their God. Sometimes I feel sorry. Those who claim Muhammad has their God. Sometimes I feel sorry. Those who claim Pope has their God. But they don't know about our God.
Amen.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When we say the name Jesus Christ, that's the name that devil tramples.
Yes.
Because he won victory,
yeah,
of the devil and the hell and the death.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad? Jesus Christ is my God.
Yeah.
He's my hero. He's my king. He's my God. He's my master. He's my maker. He's my creator.
Yeah.
I worship, I serve him. That's the reason, that's the power that gives me going for God. Going back to my own people, people think I'm crazy. It's not a good place to go back. But they are lost. They're going to die without Jesus. But I got to take this Bible. I got to take this book. This is the message. This book is filled with God. And I got to tell them, take them and show them and tell them there is a real God that can love, that can give peace, that can change their life, because he did it for me. Last point. Christ Jesus rose for our salvation. My friend, salvation, as we believe, only comes through Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone, him alone, and him alone. Apart from it, there is none other. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
no man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen.
If he said by me, I'd rather choose by him.
Amen.
That he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Who is he? Jesus Christ. He's showed us God's love, and he's the only one. I'm going to wrap it up. What is gospel? It's the message that Jesus died, was buried, rose again for us. We can live. He died for our sins, and he paid for our sins. He was buried, but he rose again,
yeah,
so we can have life. After Jesus Christ left, the disciples were all in Jerusalem. They didn't want to go out. Acts chapter 8 talks about that. They didn't want to go out. But there was a great persecution in there. They were persecuting Christians. And from there, they spread out. God used four people, in effect, five. But I'm going to tell you who's five, who the five is. God used four people to go out and preach the gospel, preach Jesus Christ. Who are these four people? Before I say that, do you know what Isaiah 6:8 says? Isaiah walked in the middle of the temple. He walked in and he saw a vision that he has never seen before. Isaiah heard a voice. We read that in 6:8. Isaiah heard when God was saying, "Who will go for us?" Can you imagine walking in this building and you hear a voice? And look around, there is nobody. You think it was a pastor, then you see it's not a pastor. It's somebody else. You begin to wonder. And he tells you, I am a God. Who will go for me? Who can we send? But I like the way Isaiah responded.
Yes, sir.
He said, Lord! I hear you calling me. Send me. I like the way he responded. I'm going to tell you about the four people. They were very obedient to God. The first person was Stephen. Acts chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Stephen was a man. He was filled with Holy Ghost.
Yep,
he was bold for Jesus. He walked down the temple. He walked down the street. He was not afraid. He was bold. And he preached his message.
Yes.
When he read Acts chapter 6, it tells you what he preached. He started from Abraham,
yep.
What God called him from Ur of the Chaldees to the promised land. And he started from there, and he started, came all the way. And I like the way he ended his message. He came down and he looked at the Jewish people and said, "And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down from heaven, and you crucified him."
Right.
They didn't like it. They didn't like it either. Well, Stephen was full of power of God. He was full of Spirit of God. He preached until the people could not stand, took him over the yard and stoned him to death. When they were stoning him, he was still preaching. Oh, my friend, if I could know the power that moved Stephen, how bold he became till the day he died. When he was dying, God opened up the windows and he saw the heaven. He died. Now that was the first person that God used to preach Jesus Christ. And the second person, Acts chapter 8, 5, Philip. God used Philip. And he took the gospel to Samaria.
Yep.
You say a Jewish man going to Samaria. That doesn't sound right. Jewish people didn't like Samaria. But God still loves them anyway.
Amen.
And God used Philip. And he took the message, the gospel, went down to Samaria. And he preached Jesus Christ in Samaria with power, with filled with the Spirit of God. That's the second person. The third person, Acts chapter 8, 27 talks about him. Who is he? Well, Bible doesn't really call his name. Bible says he was a eunuch, Ethiopian eunuch. He was riding down on a chariot, came down reading Isaiah chapter 53. He could not understand what he was reading. Then on the way, he got saved. He got changed, and he took the message to Ethiopia. Now, who's the last number four person? Paul got saved on the road to Damascus. Acts chapter 9, 17, 18. And Paul took this message across Asia Minor.
Yes.
He preached this message, the message of hope, the message of salvation, which is the gospel. And God used Paul. A lot of New Testaments you and I have today, God used Paul to do it. But my question tonight as I close up is, who is the fifth person? The fifth person. The number five person is not known. Could it be me? Could it be you? Number five person. That place for number five person to take the gospel is still empty, and it's still there. And it's still there. God says, Isaiah 6:8, who will go take the gospel? A lot of times people ask me and say, so you were born and raised in New Guinea, that's why you're going back. I say, I used to be, but when God saved me, I don't belong there anymore. You know where I belong?
Amen. Amen.
I belong to heaven.
Yes, sir.
But the reason why I'm going back to New Guinea is people that are lost. If I don't go tell them, my seven sisters, my nephews and my niece, they will join my dad in hell. But they don't have to join him because there is still hope. The only thing that changes somebody, the only thing that gives somebody everlasting life, the only thing that makes somebody become a child of God is the message of hope. That message is the gospel. Talks about Jesus Christ. He loved us, died for us, was buried, and rose again. There is no other thing in this world can change somebody. There is no other thing in the world can take somebody to heaven. You can build yourself a rocket and fly to heaven, but you will never make it.
Yeah.
You can make yourself any other way, but you won't make it. But the only person that can change, that can save life, that can give peace, that can give hope, that can bring salvation, is through Jesus Christ alone.
Amen.
And He is the God I serve, I worship.